Funding for juvenile justice programs stood at $425 million 3 years ago, but if a current proposal in the House of Representatives makes it through the Senate, that amount would be cut in half. Opponents of the cuts say many of the programs on the chopping block have helped reduce juvenile arrests from 2.7 million in 1994 to 1.6 million in 2010. Jim Moser of the Wisconsin Council for Children and Families says the drop in crime is not what's driving the proposed cuts.
Delinquent kids are not the easiest kids to sort of advocate for, and so I think it's viewed as a discretionary cut that can be reduced.
Moser says federal funding has helped create programs that target juvenile crime early at the county level and give judges alternatives to locking kids up.
There have been a number, quite a range of programs that have been funded from sort of truancy interventions that avoid the kids entering deeper into the system and actually solve problems instead of just sort of giving them a penalty. You know, we're at sort of a base level of absent continued funding, you know, the kind of momentum that we've gained here in Wisconsin. I think I'd be afraid we'd go backwards.
Funding cuts to juvenile justice programs are being debated in both House and Senate committees this week. Gilman Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.